This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 31st. God's word for you today is Guaranteed Valleys. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. And it says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." The first of the four guaranteed valleys we will be looking at is the Valley of Siddim. Please read Genesis chapter 14, verse 1 to 11. It is the battle of the nine kings, where five kings fought against four kings. There was a place called Siddim, which was where Sodom and Gomorrah eventually settled in. God sent hailstones to wipe away that whole city, and that city actually became the Dead Sea. Did you know that the basin of the Dead Sea came about by the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Genesis chapter 14 verse 10 says, "The Valley of Siddim held many dangers. It was full of tar pits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled the battle, some of their soldiers fell into the pit and were killed." The Valley of Siddim is the valley of failure. It is the valley of falling. It is inevitable that everyone will have to deal with the valley of failure, the valley of Siddim. When you look at your life and wonder, "How did I make this mistake? How did I get here?" When you try to run from responsibility, you slip and fall, and you get stuck. Everyone will have to deal with that. What is your Siddim today? That is the question for you. What are you running from that you know you need to face? God has spoken to you. You know you need to take on that project. You know you need to do that assignment, but you are running from it. It has become your valley of Siddim. What is your dark, slippery, slimy tar? I have good news for you. It does not matter where you are running from, why you are running, and why you have gotten stuck. Jesus can set you free. And Jesus will set you free in the name of Jesus. The valley of Siddim is the valley of embarrassment, is the valley of failures, where you look like a fool. And I pray in the name of Jesus that He, the Maker of heaven and earth, will deliver you from the valley of Siddim. He will deliver you from the valley of failure. He will deliver you from the valley of embarrassment in the name of Jesus. The first valley that we need God to help us out from, to protect us from, is the valley of Siddim. The second valley is the valley of Eshcol. Please read Numbers chapter 13. This was when God sent 12 Israeli spies to spy on the promised land. It does not matter who you are, tall, short, plump, skinny, white, black, you will have to deal with this valley, the valley of Eshcol. Let us pray. Father, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, because you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.